Okay, today's daf is Kedushin daf Lamed Gimel, and we are starting Lamed Beis and Beis again, as you've seen over the past couple of dafim, and as you'll see today, and in the continued coming days, there's a lot to talk about on each daf, and we try to do as much as we can, and we'll take it from there. Okay, yesterday we started discussing the Isra Bebeis Seva Takum, standing up in front of someone who is in the category of Seva, and Vadarta Pnei Zaken. So we're talking about Seva and Zikna. So Gemara, we're in the middle of a Brisa, we stopped. So we first quoted two opinions in the Brisa, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanakama said, you might think even a Zaken Ashmai deserves our Kima, that we should stand up for them. And that was Machlokas. Rashi told us exactly what that meant. The Aruch HaShulchan said that maybe Rashi agrees to Tosfos, but his Shita was, Ein Zaken Ela Chacham. Right, Zikna means a chacham, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, Zaken is me shekana chachma. Ain Zaken ala me shekana chachma. Very similar. The Gemara will try to figure out what the difference between those two opinions are. Those are the first two opinions. Then we quoted a couple of other klalim before we got to opinion number three. And that is, you shouldn't be mahadar him with mamon. That's not what vahadarta means. Maybe you don't have to be mahadar him in the bathroom. You don't have to get up in the bathroom because that's not a makom shel hidur. And you might only have to do it within Dal Ramos. And you're not supposed to close your eyes beforehand to hide from the chiyuv. So those were all different opinion ideas that we spoke about yesterday. So just two points that I didn't have time to mention. Number one is the Ben Yoyada I said we'll start with. So the Ben Yoyada wonders, why is it that a zakein is somebody who's kana chachma? Right, a zakein pashtus means somebody who's old. So why is somebody who's wise referred to somebody who's old? So the Ben Yoyada has two ideas. He says, number one, nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, d'tnan ezeu chacham halomi mikaladam. As we know in Perkei Avos, a chacham is someone who learns from all people. V'kivan d'lomin mikaladam, since a chacham, he learns from all those people, so really in him now is a compilation of all the years of the people that he learned from. Nimsa mekubat etzlo chachma asher nesla b'shanim rabo shalzeh b'shalzeh. And that's why a chacham is called a zakein, because somebody who's a chacham who really learns from everyone has the wisdom of all those who he learns from and all the years of all those who he learned from. That's what it's considered. That's why even if he's a katan, he's considered a zakein, number one. Number two, he says, b'siyata d'shmaya, ha-chacham eino limudo nistar achar hashanim. As the Mishnah says at the end of Shas, the more a zakein learns, the more a Jew learns in Torah, the more chachma he acquires, and the better he gets. It's like wine, right? We age properly. Balkein rov shanim yodiyu chachma gabi achacham. The more years you have, the more chachma one has. Acha evil asomich achachmas philosophia habeduya mehasharas hasechal. But in any other science or wisdom, though the wiser you are, doesn't dafka mean that you are greater than you had been when you were younger. In an Eshav Zakin, Zaha Aristotle, Yoga Bachachma Shalom, Limuda Kamashanim, Vachibar Svarim, Ayisod Shabiado, Uvzeknuso, Nikerlo, Kama Tauso, Vesasar Kaldvarev, Shachazalios, Yele, Lomo, Mechadish, Mereshus Kol. Seems that Aristotle made certain mistakes, which he recognized at the end of his life. But either way, Chachma is something that gets better with age, and therefore maybe also that's why a Chachma is called a Zakin, because more Zikna, more Chachma. Those are the two ideas why he suggests the connection between Chachma and Zikna.
Does that mean that it's sort of Motzi Midei Pshuta, or
is it Motzi? Is it Motzi Midei Pshuta again? The Gemara in Yevamah says there's only one exception to Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuta. That's Haya Habachara Shar Teleid by Yibam. And other than that, there is a literal meaning of a word. And Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshuta means you don't even darshan the pshat. You're allowed to darshan additional levels to the pshat. So here we would say no. The pshat is Zikna, if somebody who's old, also one has to stand up for.
Oh, okay.
And beyond that, which we'll talk about, just not a Zakin Ashmai, the Tanakhama said, but a neutral Zakin, let's say, no one would have to. Okay, where are we up to? Let's start with third wide line. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Minayin Luzakin Shah. Oh, I'm sorry, one more. I mentioned two things we had to mention. Rav Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni Ashas quotes the She'iltos. What the She'iltos says, when he quotes the in Parshas Kedoshim, in the mitzvah, B'pnei Seva Takam, he quotes, Mechaya Bar Yisrael Amekam Mekami Rabbanan. Every Jew has to stand in front of the rabbis. Uman Delo Ka'im Mukminon Le'Balkorche. And the one who doesn't has to, we stand him up forcibly. We stand them up forcibly. Lemevad Yakra Daraisa. We force them to stand up. So ask the Rabbi Yosef Engel there. What do you mean we stand them up forcibly? By every mitzvah, we're kofan on mitzvah saseh. So what does the Shiltos have to tell us here that we force him? What's the difference? Why dafka this mitzvah more than other mitzvahs? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, no. It's a beautiful svara why maybe you wouldn't have to. This is great, he doesn't like to be in front of the fan. Maybe there's a beautiful svara why you wouldn't have to force him. Why? Because what's the mitzvah here? Covered by standing up. Standing up. But if you force somebody to stand up in front of a zaken, is that really giving the zaken covered? When you force him, you force somebody to say thank you. You know, is that really a thank you that the receiver feels that he's being thanked? No. So you might think, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that by this mitzvah, it doesn't pay to force him to shake a lulav. Okay, so you're forced to shake a lulav, so you shake a lulav. You still shake a lulav. By other mitzvahs, you were forced to eat matzah. Okay. But here, you're forced to stand up. Is that really the mitzvah of standing in front of the chacham? So you might have thought that it's worthless. Kamash b'lan, no, even here we go through the motions. Because even here, it's kavod haTorah to have you forced to stand for the chacham. Even though the Talmid Chacham might not realize it or feel it, but that's still kavod haTorah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, third wide line, towards the bottom. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, minayin zaken shelo yatriach. How do I know that a zaken, an elder or a tabachachab, should not be matriach la'am in terms of always going in front of them and making them stand? Tamal Omer zaken v'yareisa. Zaken and the next word say v'yareisa melekech afir Hashem. Meaning Hashem knows what your kavanas are. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, mipnei seva takam afilo kol seva b'mashma. Isi ben Yehuda says, no, anybody is included in seva, any elder, which we'll see might mean even non-Jews. Okay, so this was all the Brisa, this 10-line Brisa. So now for the next Amud, we're going to talk about each part of the Brisa. We're going to analyze each part of the Brisa. First part of the Brisa. First two Shitas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Ahayna Tanakama, what's the difference between them? The Tanakama says, Ein Zakim Ela Chacham, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, Ein Zakim Ela Misha Kana Chachma. So what's the difference between them? Ika Beinayu Yonik V'Chachim, a young, wise Talmud Chacham. So that's the difference. Why? Tanakama savar yonik v'chachem lo. The Tanakama says, no, you gotta have age and wisdom. That's what he means by ein zakein ela chacham. It means a zakein has to also be a chacham. That's how we interpret the Tanakama. Therefore, a young Talmud Chacham would not require one to stand up in front of them. Rabbi Yosef Aglili savar, no, afilu yonik v'chachem. Even if he's young and wise, my time, what does young here mean? What does old here mean? Doesn't exactly give an age. My time with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Aglili? That it could be either or, right? There's seva, right, which is the second half of the pasuk, somebody who's really old, and zakein means lachacham, but they're two different things. So I'm a lacha isak, I like the Amar Tanakama, because Reb Tanakama, if you were right, that it's only both together, im kem nichto rechmana, mipre seva, zakein takum vahadarta. Put them together. Why do you have two phrases in the pasuk? Why do you need two phrases? Put them together if it's the same person. Why the Torah split it up? To teach me that the seva is not the zaken and the zaken is not the seva. Two different people. So even if you only have one of the attributes, chacham, and not age, that's still included in the mitzvah. Tanakama would say, no, you know why it's split up even though it's talking about the same person? Because we want to have the word zaki next to v'yareisa, meaning what we just, the other halakha that we just learned, that a zaki should be matriach, the am, so you wanted that those two words together, that's why they put together, even though they're referring to the same person, the zaki and the seva. V'tanakama my time, so now we'll get back to the Tanakama Shita. What's the basis of the Tanakama Shita that really it's referring to the same person? So Isak Adai the Kitakam Rabbi Yosef Aglili, if it's like Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, that's referring to two different people. Imke Nichta Rachmana, Mipnei Seva Takum Vahadarta Pnei Zakein, should basically repeat the psukim, one by Seva and one by Zakein. Say the whole thing twice. Then you have to stand up and you'd be Mahater him. Since you didn't have two totally separate phrases, Shema Mina Chatu. It must be that it's referring to the same person.
I don't understand that. According to the Tanakama, if you already have to stand up for a Zakein, regular Zakein.
According to the Tanakama, if you already have to stand up for an elder, what's the added dimension of standing up for Bishakana Chachma? So maybe Seva is beyond regular Zakein Chachma. Maybe Seva is very like Mishnah Perkei Avos. Seva, I think, right, is a vitz. What's Seva in Perkei Avos? Right, 70 is Seva. So is that the Zikna that he's talking about? I'm not sure. Maybe one could still make a difference between the Seva, which is the beyond very old age that you have to stand up for a zakim, while these age that's needed for a Talmud Chacham might be younger. But I'm not 100% sure. But you're right. If the Tanakhama has either or, so what's the added dimension of zakim? Just I would think maybe it's just not a yonik. A yonik is young. So as long as you're not yonik, you don't have to be seva in order to be the Talmud Chacham category. Okay, that is part one discussion of the Braisa. Next discussion, part two. El marmar yachol yadrin b'mamon. And I may think when it says be mahader him, it means throw money at him. Tamalomar talking about darta. No, it says the same pasuk. You have to stand up for him and be mahader and glorify him. So we compare them. Akim mashim b'chisar and kiss. Just like standing up for him does not take away any money from you. So avhidr shim b'chisar and kiss. So to the hidr that we're talking about does not require any loss of income. Chisar and kiss. I the kima less b'chisar and kiss. Is that true? Does standing up for somebody always mean that you don't lose any money? What about milo askinan? Maybe we're talking about also the kanakiv marganisa. Maybe he's a diamond cutter. Maybe the diamond cutter, if you stand up, you lose a moment of work. And you have to concentrate. It's not like somebody's, just on the computer and you could just keep typing while you stand up. So it's somebody's a day, you have to be very focused. So maybe it's a diamond cutter. And at the haki vahaki, while the person, meanwhile, kami kame, he stands up in front of the person passing by, about to be malachto, and he's mevatel from his work. So there is chisaron kiss by kima. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella akish kima lehidur. So first you got to go in one direction, then you go in the other direction. First we compare kima to hidur. Ma hidur she'en bo bittel. Just like hidur does not have bittel malacha. Just to glorify somebody doesn't engender any bittel malacha. Av kima she'en bo bittel malacha. So to the standing up must be a case where there's no bittel malacha when you stand up. And once we have that, then we go back. V'yakish nami hidur lekima. Ma kima she'en bo chisaron kiss. Av hidur she'en bo chisaron kiss. So to the just like the kima was standing up, is talking about a case where you're not losing any money, so did the hidder is talking about a case that ain't bochis aren't kiss. Meaning, inachinami, if you're a diamond cutter, you wouldn't have to do it. That's not what the pasuk's referring to. Mikan amru, so this is where it comes from. Ein ba'alei umnayos rasha'in lamon mebnei talmidei chachamim. The craftsmen are literally, right, not allowed. Ain rasha'in, not allowed to stand up in front of a talmid chacham, b'sha'a sha'oskin b'malachton, while they're doing work. They're not allowed. So all the rishonim get in on the action. What do you mean they're not allowed? Want to tell me they don't have to? They don't have to. They're not allowed? Ask Tosfos on top. Tema. Malashin Rashoi Yishayach. Tamash Diki Isura. There's an Isser here. There's an Avera. If I'm a diamond cutter, if I'm a Baal Umnis, I'm not allowed to stand up for Talmud Chacham. What do you mean not allowed? Why not? Tosfos gets two answers. The second answer is that it's Lav Dafka. Rashoi sometime can mean Enochayev. So that's the second answer. It gets out of the whole question. But the first answer of Tosfos is V'yesh Lomar Demairi Ba'oskin B'Malechas Acherim. You're working for other people. If you're looking for an employer, so then you don't have a choice. And it's always fascinating to look at this type of line along with the Gemara's in the beginning of Brachas, where the Gemara says you don't have to bench the whole benching when you're working for somebody else. You can skip your chasreinu. How much when we have employers? How much do we not exactly use 20 like the exact 100%? Of the time, the Gemara there was talking about so medactic one has to be when one is working. You know, you have a lunch hour. Does that mean hour? Does that mean an hour and 5 minutes? You know, every time one takes certain liberties from an employer, you know, one has to make sure that it is understood. Again, in many times in our day and age, it's understood that you're not going to use every second. The employer understands that you also need to live and you also need to have some personal time during that time. You know, how much are you allowed to go on the web when you're at your office? You know, you're supposed to be doing work and, you know, I'm just looking at my own email. You know, so again, but all that, much of it is understood by the employer nowadays. But again, in that one has to make sure that one has that understanding. But again, that's what Dodo says. If you're working for somebody else, that even for a moment, it's one is not allowed to do it. The Ritva is a different answer. Why are they not allowed to stand up? Because if everybody would be standing up for all Talmidei Chachamim walking by, then the whole society would collapse. Right? It would be Talmidei Chachamim walking over, and L'tovas HaKlal, we say, you're not allowed to stand up. Umistavet, meaning, this would mean even if you're working for yourself. Chachamim know that all Jews are going to stand up for each other, right? It would be good for the good of society. I told this to my Rebbe, right? The Ra'ah Lachora, and he agreed with me. Says the Ritva. There's another answer given. And so there's a footnote in the. And the Bira Hadaf here quotes, maybe, one of the Achronim says, maybe it's based on the Yerushalmi that we discussed in a different context. The Yerushalmi says, Rama quotes that Yerushalmi in the context of sitting in the sukkah when it's raining. Right? If you're potter for something and you do it, you're a hedyot. So here too, you're not allowed to, because if you do it, you're a hedyot. That is a huge discussion when we apply that principle. We had a shiur in the past, it's on one line somewhere, about chumrah. When is it appropriate to be machmir? When is it not appropriate to be machmir? But five limitations and regulations that even if one wants to be machmir l'shem shemayim, there are five limitations when it's inappropriate. When you negatively affect somebody, when you're doing it, there's a concept of singling yourself out, when you're blurring the lines between the chumrah and the ikra din, many different shitas of chumrah. But that is one of the major makoros. Rama says, if you're part of something and you do it ikra hedyot, it says 10 times in the Shulchan Aruch, 100 times, it's better to be machmir in this case. V'yesh machmir in like the first opinion. But what do you mean? So one has to know when a proper chumrah is and when a proper chumrah, you know, when it's not a proper chumrah. Again, that's another suggestion that's made. Maybe it's based on that principle, but again, it's hard to know when that principle would apply. Weiter. So says the Gemara, that's why you're not allowed to stand up for the Talmidei Chachamim, because it shouldn't be Mevatam Halacha. The law, is that really true? The Bali Umnis should not stand up for Hatzan. What about the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim? Call Bali Umnis Amdim Mevedehem. When the people who bring in Bikurim come to Yerushalayim, you have the Bikurim parade. What happens? All the worksmen stand up in front of them. V'shalin b'shalom and ask, how you doing? Welcome to Yerushalayim. V'omrim lahem achinu anshei makom ploni ba'achem l'shalom. Right, all the fanfare that occurs when somebody brings Bikurim. So you see people stand up. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, Mipneihem Omdim, Mipnei Talmidei Chachamim ain't Omdim. No, they have something that Talmidei Chachamim don't have. You're right, you stand up for the people who bring Bikurim, but you don't stand up for the people who, for the Talmidei Chachamim. The question is, why? What's the difference? Let's just finish for a minute. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Bo Re'e Kama Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Oh, see how beloved a mitzvah is in its proper time. Shari Mipneihem Omdim, Mipnei Talmidei Chachamim ain't Omdim. See, they're standing up in front of people doing a mitzvah. Right, Bikurim, and they're not standing up in front of Talmidei Chachamim. V'dilma, Gemara ends a shiny hasam. D'imkein, atam machshilin l'asid lavo. Gemara ends up by saying maybe Bikurim is not a raya, because maybe the reason you have to stand up by Bikurim is that if you don't stand up by Bikurim, the problem is going to be that people are going to bring it the next time. We're going to bring it the next time if you don't give them such chizik. They schlepped from a long way and they came, so you have to be extra careful to give them chizik on this time. Right, that's what Rashi says, Shalo Yaviu Od. They won't bring more if you don't give them the credit. Ask the Ben Yoyada, what do we choshish for? If a Jew doesn't get credit for a mitzvah, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it just because he's not going to get credit for it. So the Ben Yoyada says, no, it's a little deeper. We know Bikurim is even a tiny little amount. Right, you find Tehna Shebechra and you bring it up to Yerushalayim. So if somebody brings a little thing up to Yerushalayim and nobody gives him credit, what is he thinking to himself? This is nothing. What am I doing? Just bringing a little fruit. Little one of my Shivat Aminim to Yerushalayim. So if you don't give him credit, says the Ben Yoyada, you're marish the olam on this, right? They'll be embarrassed. They're making, look at it this way. He even adds, he says they're making a whole parade. When you bring Bikurim, you have cows and you're ma'atar them and you make flowers. You have a whole parade. So if they don't get credit, you know what they're going to think? They're going to be embarrassed by it. What am I making such a big deal about? I'm bringing a little thing. I'm making a whole parade about it. They're going to be embarrassed. They're not going to come. That's why Bedavka says Ben Yoyada, you have to give him a lot of credit to say no, it is amazing. Bikurim is an amazing mitzvah for all the symbolism that it is, and that's why Dafka by this mitzvah we say that you have to stand up for them. So that is the Rashi and the Ben Yoyada. But there are two other important points here. And that is, number one, is standing up by somebody who doesn't miss us. If you look in the Rav Bartanura on that Mishnah in Bikurim, the Rav Bartanura says, Umitamze, because of, based on this Mishnah in Bikurim, Omdim mipnei nosei hamita shahamesba. You stand up if you see if a Levaya goes by, you have to stand up by a Levaya. Umipnei nosei hatinok lebrismila, and when the kvaters bring the brisin, the baby in for the bris, so that they're doing a mitzvah, they bring the baby for the bris, and therefore you have to stand up. Those are the two examples that the Rav Bartanura gives on the Mishnah Bikurim Gimel Gimel. So the big shaila is, what about, and the Taz expands, and the Taz in Yerodea says any mitzvah. So what about standing up by the Chassid and Kala? So and I remember when my siblings got married in the early 80s, in the mid 80s, I remember nobody stood up when the Chassan and Kala came in. Nobody stood up. They came down the aisle, nobody stood up. But over the past 20 years, it's become more of the common minhag. So where does that come from? So there are one of two answers given. One is the, and it was quoted, actually, if it's quoted. It's quoted as the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim quotes the idea that you stand up for a Chasen HaKala. But let me read you his Lashon. The Archas Chaim, Rav Aram Milonel, one of the Rishonim. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. It's not quoted the later poskim. He goes, Pirkei Derbalasar. Chasen Dome Lamelech. Ma Melech HaKol Makal Sono Sokacha Chasen. Just like a king, everybody praises him, so do the Chasen. Ma Melech Eni Yotzei L'Shuk Levado. Just like the king doesn't walk out alone, so do the Chasen HaShmira. Ma Melech Simchu Mishta Lefanav Kaka Chasen. Kol Shiva Simei Mishta. Ma Melech Lobish Big Day Covid Kaka Chasen. Just like the king, his face shines like the sun, so do the Chasen's face shines like the sun. Al Kain. Therefore, Nohagu B'chol Mekom Osenu She'omdin Ha'am Al Raglehem B'shah Shehu Mahalech Baderech. When the Chasen goes on the derech, then we stand up for him, like the king. Ukishem evarchin lo birchas erisin v'nisuin, and when you make the brachas, and ukisha ola lekros batora ba'olinimo ohavav umiyudav v'hakol lefi haminag. Ad kan divrei Archas Chaim. So some say, oh, Chasen is Dovla Melech. That's why you stand up. So again, that is the minag of many. But many point out, and I've seen many of many rabbanim who, even if everybody else is standing up, they don't stand up. Why? What's he talking about? First of all, he says he stands up on Shasta Brachas. Nobody does that. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. But everybody out in Chutz La'aretz, you're sitting. It's you're quiet. But when does the status of Melech start for the Chasen and Kala? When does it start? It starts when they're walking. Why is this person any different than anybody else when they're walking to the chuppah? So many folks can say, "What do you mean he's not a melech yet? He's talking about b'shas erison, b'shas yisun, walking. He doesn't have the status of a melech yet. Maybe on the way out." Maybe the way out he has the status of a melech. But, and many poskim say, okay, if you want to, you want to. You want everybody, generally just wants to see the chasen, see the kala. You know, everybody stands up for the little kids, and you stand for the chasen. The problem is, they don't stand up for the grandparents. That's the real din. The real din is Beis Eva Takum, you have to stand up for the grandparents. So there are those that are mocked, but to do that, that's what Beis Eva Takum. That's what you have to stand up for. But here, for the, nowadays you have very young grandparents sometimes. But in general, for the grandparents, you have to stand up. But for some say it's a din of the melech. Fine. A. The other suggestion given is that maybe they're holech lasos mitzvah. Like Bikurim, the Tassah applies to any mitzvah. They're doing a mitzvah. When somebody's doing a mitzvah, you stand up. So again, that's maybe a little stronger, but it's interesting that the Rav quoted two examples and not that one. The Rav quoted Levayas Hameis and the baby, the bris. He did not quote marriage. He didn't quote them going to the chuppah. So question is that bedafka? But that's the background for the discussion of standing for a chasen hakala. One more issue, and that is the I saw that diak of the rav in a sefer somebody gave me on the. It's a Rabbi Cinnamon who lives in who wrote a little sefer on Dinim Chas V'Kalos. I saw that diak there, that the Rav Dafka didn't quote this by marriage. And number three is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, oh, you have to stand in front of somebody doing a mitzvah, but not in front of a Talmud Chacham. L'chor Talmud Chacham's learning. L'chor he's still thinking about he's being Mahar B'Divrei Torah. So isn't that, he's also Oseh Mitzvah. So what, Dafka not a Talmud Chacham? So the Chassam Sofer says, Hirur Lav K'dibur Dami. Right, so here or thinking about Torah, might not need a bracha. Brachas haTorah doesn't have the status of Talmud Torah fully. See for here or lav kedibur dami in certain contexts. Number one, the Noda B'Yehuda though gives an answer and says maybe this principle of standing in front of somebody doing a mitzvah only applies by mitzvahs that are b'mizman l'zman, special mitzvahs, not shchiach mitzvahs. And he writes this in a tshuva, fascinating tshuva in Or HaChaim Simen Chav Zayin, 27th tshuva in the Noda B'Yehuda. The case is in Onein and Sfiras HaOmer. Somebody's an Onain who's not going to bury his relative for 2 days, and we know an Onain is Osir from doing mitzvahs. Osir. Not just Pater, but Osir we paskin. So what does he do by Sfiras HaOmer? Because if he doesn't count, then he blew it. Then he blew it for the whole Zman. So it's a Pseida Delo Hadar. Kol Yimei HaOmer. Shashuv Gam Yom Shalach Rav Leivarech. Vishol Ma'alaso Im Tutche Mitzvah Zu Lagamri Machbazinim Zolno. So he quotes, first of all, the Marshal and the Tshuva, that an Onain that Pater from Kol Mitzvahs, it's not true. There are some mitzvahs that he is chayiv in. Which ones is he chayiv in? Unclear exactly. But first, the Noda B'Yehuda says, "Ola b'dayti shelo amru onin padam mikol mitzvahs ela b'mitzvah anogas b'chol yom shemata b'chayiv onin behem nimsa bro pamim yisbaza hames v'liyim asasikimo." But mitzvahs that don't come along every so often, so then you would say aninus is not doche it. Oh, you're going to tell me, even though I kriya shma today is never going to come around again, but that's still considered a mitzvah that comes up. V'teida, he says, I'll prove it to you. It says in Masechas Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel, that Bali Umnas have to stand up in front of those who bring Bikurim. So V'atu Yakumu Bali Umnas B'chol Yom B'nei Shekori Kriya Shma. Ba'onasa, every time you see somebody davening, you're going to stop and stand up and give him a shkayach. says no. He says avad ein lesa. There you have to talmud Torah la mitzvah b'shaita hi. What about talmud Torah, right? And that's you never have a tashlumin for that in the next second. So it must be no. The issue is vaday mitzvah she'enu neges b'chol yom chaviv yoser. Something that's not doesn't happen every day. That's a more chaviv mitzvah. For chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, like bikurim, and therefore that would apply to onin. That applies to our case. He does then say, maybe this doesn't work because an onin is also part from tkiya shofar, which doesn't come up so often. So maybe it doesn't. It's not totally glad. But he says it must be that the onin is part from any mitzvah that comes up at that moment. But any mitzvah that's also, if you don't do something now, you're going to end up not being able to do a mitzvah when you're even not an onin. So then the mitzvah doesn't apply. And therefore, the halacha of onin pushing it up does not apply, and therefore he says he should count without a bracha. Without a bracha. He might be usher. It's enough of a suffix. It's enough of a suffix, and therefore he can at least count even without a bracha. Okay, and then he can continue the next day. That's the shita of the Nabi Yehuda, quoted in Hilchos Avelos, in the Pisachei Tshuva, on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Amar Mar, next part of the Brisa, Yochel Yom Mipanav. You might think you have to stand up in front of the zakein when you're in the bathroom in the bathhouse. Kamashplan, you don't have to. Velo, is that really true? You don't have to. Rav Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. Bechal Avaz Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Shimon Bar Rebbe walked by. Velo kami kamei, didn't stand up for him. The ikpid, and he was makpid on it. V'yasa amar lelavua, and he came home, and he was so upset. He said to his father, Shnei chumshin shanisi l'b'sefer tehillim. I taught him 2/5 of the whole Sefer Tehillim. He didn't stand up in front of me. Halavai, we should learn a little bit of Sefer Tehillim. Learn. It doesn't say here, like, what do you tell him? Tell him, what do you mean? You say Tehillim. You don't learn Tehillim. I'm talking about learning Tehillim. Right? Learn 2/5 of Masechet Tehillim. Tosfos says that we have 4 times in Tehillim when we have the word Amen at the end of a perek and then the end of Tehillim. Those are the 5 splits in Tehillim, Tosfos says. Visu, Tosfos quotes which Tehillims you have it in. Visu, Bar Kapara, Vamalei, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yossi, Abiyasa, Bimaschusa. Also, these Rabbanah were sitting, or one of them was sitting in the bathhouse, all the Azar Rav Shmuel Bar Rebbe, Velo Kami Kamen, again, Rav Shmuel Bar Rebbe went in, and didn't stand, and they didn't stand up for him. Ve'ikvin, and again, same person, he got upset, Va'asa Amalei Lavuik, went to tell his father. Them, Shnei Shlishi, 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 Lopatar Askonim, I taught him 2/9. 2/3 of a third, 2/9 of all of Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. For the Amar Mipanai, they didn't stand up in front of me. What's going on here? Amar Lo. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi told his son, Shema Bohen Yoshiva Maharer. Maybe they were sitting there thinking about what you taught them, and they were totally in their own world. That's why they didn't really notice that you were there. Maybe that's what they did, right? And the Tosfos Yeshanim says maybe he had Ruach Hakodesh here, and that's what they were actually doing. That's not just a Shema. Maybe they were doing. So don't get upset at them. But what do you see from there? Taima, the Ben Yoshua Mahara. The only reason that they didn't have to stand up, that Rebbe explains, is because they were sitting and in their own world. Haloa Avachi. But if they hadn't been low, Mashmah, they would have had to stand up. So what do you mean? What do you mean? So I thought we just said before, you don't have to stand up in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. Lo Kasha, Babati Gavai, Habati Barai. Depends on the inner chamber of the bathhouse where everybody's walking around our room without clothes on, or in the outer chamber. Oh, they're right, where people have clothes on, and there is the mitzvah of kima in the outer chamber. And this also makes sense that there's a chilak. Because after all, we learn Rabbi Yochanan says that we have this back in Brachas that you're allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah except in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. So how are these people learning, thinking about learning anyway? So it must be there's a chilak between the outer and the inner rooms. The Gemara says that's no raya. Dumalon say shiny. Maybe if you don't have a choice. You don't want to be thinking about learning. This should be the... He can't help himself. He can't help himself with learning, so that's why it occurred. But it wasn't that they were allowed to lachachilu. It was just that there was no choice in the matter for them. Period. There is a discussion. First of all, not for now, but you can look back in the beginning of Gittin. This was discussed on Davav and elsewhere. Shabbos Peches of the Tanoim and Amoraim that got so involved in the learning they didn't realize what was going on around them. So here's an example of it. Right, we had earlier that Vav and Maseches Gittin. Some of them didn't even know how to sign their name. The Girsaihu Taridi. They were so busy learning they didn't understand it. Rava in Shabbos Peches, right after the Nasa Vinishma Gemara, he used to sit on his fingers when he was learning, and blood started shooting out of his fingers because he was so engrossed in the learning he didn't realize it. As there are many, the Sharm Zion Balacha, in all these places, he cross references that look over there. I quote all the Marmakovas and Shas, where we have cases where the Amoraim were so involved in their learning, they didn't realize, it was such concentration, they didn't realize what was going on around them. The Chumash Hadeshen has a tshuva, Simon Samach Aleph, where he discusses, we know there's a halacha that you're not allowed to learn something deep right before you daven. So it shouldn't be on your mind before you daven. So how about right before you go to the bathroom? We don't have such a halacha about learning something deep before you go to the bathroom. So you have to learn a halacha psuka, says the right before you daven. Why don't we have that before you go to the bathroom? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, there's a difference. Before you go to the before you daven, you should learn something else. And because if you wouldn't be able to learn the altar, he says, "Valtir demu etes ikfida rishonim linyan tefila." Regarding tefila, we're very, very makpid. We're very about with higher standards. Therefore, you can't do it. You can't do it, and we'll allow you to learn something else a little bit less. If you can't learn anything beforehand, so then that is always going to upset you. You're not going to be able to have kavana when you daven. And we have very high standards when it comes to davening. So ease into davening. Do something else, something that's not as much as in your mind. But when it comes to the bathroom, we're not going to shlo yaharer. Because once a person knows it's an aveira, and if you're having a little trouble, do your best. You have higher standards for a bathroom, for a tefillah, than for a bathroom. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Vayter, the next part of the Brisa discuss. I might think that I should close my eyes as if I don't see the person coming. The Pazak has to teach me that you shouldn't be a Rasha. Ella, no. Yochel Yatzim Eidav Mikami Delimte Yizman Chiyuva. I might think that I'm allowed to close my eyes before they come. I mean, before I see them coming very, very far away. So I'm not Mechuyiv yet. So I'm going to close my eyes before this Zman Chiyuv kicks in. The Chimat Yizman Chiyuva Alo Chazilei. To call Mikamei. Before this Zman Chiyuv comes, I take myself basically out of the Chiyuv. Tamalom or Takam Yereisa. That also shouldn't be done. I'm not supposed to take myself out of situations of doing mitzvahs. I'm supposed to try to put myself into situations of doing mitzvahs. Look at Moshe Feinstein, Drash Moshe, at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. This week's Parsha, where you talk about Avraham Avinu. What was he so upset about? There wasn't any situation of Echazos Arachim. Sitting by the tent, so it's 100 degrees outside. It's like, Moshe said, he's upset on Tuesday that today's not Shabbos. But wait, he's upset that it's not that there's a mitzvah to do and he can't do it. There's no mitzvah to do. No, that's Rabbi Avraham Avinu's hashkafa. He's upset because he wants to be in the situation of doing a mitzvah. That's exactly the point here, right? You got to put yourself into the situation. Like the Gemara says sometimes that there were those who dafka brought in their grain straight through the front door to make sure they're chayv and chubas and maestros, even though they could have brought it through the roof and they would be part of chubas and maestros. That's the chasidim arishonim. Put themselves into the situations of doing mitzvahs. Okay, they already have something to say on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, even if you don't want to listen to Wednesday night shir of Parsha Shavua. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeo kimashish behidur, Havi Omer Dalad Amos, right? What is kima? So what's the kima that has hidur in it that is within four amos? Four amos. Amar by Omer Dalad Rabbi Shani Muvak. That's only by a rav that's not muvak to you. Your personal Rebbe. Av Rav Muvak Malayna, but your Rav Muvak, which the Tosafot Yazakin explains, like other Rishonim, Rov Chachmaso Mimenu. If you have Rov of your Chachma from one certain Rebbe, that's considered a Rav Muvak. So that's as far as the eye can see. Big discussion in the postgame is there a concept of that today, since we get most of our Torah from Svarim. Right, so maybe there is no kind of a Rabba Muvak, a Rabba Muvak of a Svarim. So you have to know if most of your Chachma came from Svarim or from a Rebbe. Right, so that's whether that has the status of a Rabba Muvak. Abaye Mechavi Chazi Leilu Udne Dechamer Rav Yosef to Asi Avikoyim. Abaye, when he saw the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef coming, he already used to stand up. Abaye Avirachav Chamer Vakamaske Agudu Denar Sagya. Abaye was once going on a donkey next to a river. Yosef Rimashashi Rabbana Bida Gisab will come and Mikame. These other Rabbana were on the other side of the river and didn't stand in front of him. Amalu, he screams out to them, "Vla Rav Muvakana, hello, your Rebbe Muvak is passing by." So Amrulay, Vla Vadaitin, I didn't realize it. Rebbe, you're on the other side of the river. Right? So we didn't realize it. We were so involved. There's a big discussion also, look in the Minchas Chinuch, about all these halachas apply to someone who is blind. Both a blind Talmud, who realizes Rav Muvak is coming, or a blind Rebbe, does the Talmud have to stand up in front of him? Because Abaye just stood up in front of Rav Yosef. When Rav Yosef was coming, Rav Yosef was blind. So that's a big discussion. They bring rayas from here. Rav Shimon Elazar, oh, Mer, 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 Zakin, Shalei, Adriach, Tamal, Over, Zakin, Vyaresa. Next part of the Braisa. Azakin, Shnabi, Matriach, the Talmidim. Amar, Abaye, Naktina, Di, Makiv, Chai. Abaye says that if the Zakin is Makiv, goes around, he lives, he has long life. Abaye Makiv, Rav Zeir Makiv. Abaye and Rav Zeir did this. Ravina Biyasaka made the Rav Yirmir Midifti. Chavu Gavri Mikamei Vlo Mixi Reisha. Somebody walked by them and he didn't have a head covering. Omer, if we didn't have so much else to say, we're talking about Yarmulke for a while. Omer Kamachazav Hai Gavra. How chutzpahdik he is. He walks by, he doesn't even have a Yarmulke on. Omer Le Tilmi Masamachsia Nihu, the Gisibu Rabbana. Maybe he's from Masamachsia, where the whole town is full of rabbis. So they don't stand up for them because they're so used to it. They have special dinim. So maybe he's from there. So he's used to not being so medactic about standing for them. Isi ben Yehuda, Omer ben Yisrael talking. Avila kol seva b'mashma. Anybody who's old, Omer Rabbi Yochanan halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda, halacha like Isi ben Yehuda, which some of the Rishonim say means even non-Jews. And that's what the Rambam paskens. The Rambam paskens even a zakein goy, there is a mitzvah to stand up from. Rabbi Yochanan v'koy mekami savi darmoy. Rabbi Yochanan stood up in front of the Aramean elders. The Aramean elders. Amar, what did he say? Kama har patkoy adu al adahani. You know how many adventures, how much life they must have gone through just for that, they would deserve for me to stand up for them. Rava Meka Mokoi, Hidr Avadu. Rava didn't stand up for them, he did a little Hidr for them. Abaya Yov Yadil Sabi, Abaya didn't do that, he just stuck out his hand to help them stand up. Rava Mishal Shluchei, Rava used to send the Shliach to service them. Rav Nachman Mishal Guzoi, Rav Nachman used to send his officers. Omar, he said to himself, Yelav Torah, Kama Nachman Barabi Yikabashuka. He didn't want to go himself because there's Kavod HaTorah. And therefore, should the Gadol Hadar go to help out others in this situation? Maybe it's not Kavod HaTorah. Rashi explains it's not his personal Kavod, but for this Kavod HaTorah. Somebody once told me, you know, you have to take your position seriously, but not yourself seriously. Right? You have to take a Rav represents, you know, a certain position, a certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you have to take your position seriously. But you can't take yourself too seriously, because if you take yourself too seriously, that'll lead to Gaiva. Not only to Gaiva. So you have to take your position seriously, but not yourself. So it's a fine line that everybody in a public position has to, really every Ben Torah, because we represent Avdei Hashem. Amar Biyaba, Amar Biyanai. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi La'amod Bifnei Rabbe L'Shachas Va'arvis K'deish Lo Yekvodem Rubu Mikvod Shamayim. You only let it say that from your Rebbe twice a day. Because you only, you know, or Makabel, what's Rashi's Lashon? Right? You only Makabel Pnei Yotzro. Top line of Rashi, twice a day. So therefore, you only let it stand for your Rebbe twice a day. So Pashas of Rashi, what is what?
Once in the morning and once in the evening.
Once in the morning, once in the evening. But either way, what does Rashi Pashas mean? Right, Kriyashma. Right, the Tas is Kriyashma. Other posts would say, does Rashi mean Tefillah? As in that three times a day. Do you exclude Meir if it's only Rishus? Either way, Rashi has the lashon of Makom Pnei Yotzro. Ask Tosfos on top. So why was he all the stories that we just had the past day about the Rabbanim who are in Makbid? Maybe their students already stood up for them twice. What are they so Makbid for? Answers Tosfos: no, the whole din of only sitting twice is only if you're with your Rebbe all day in yeshiva. So then you only twice a day. But if it's not so nikar that, so people don't see and they see you don't stand up for your Rebbe, they're like, oh, what's going on here? So that's why nowadays it can be even more because we're not in yeshiva all day with our rabbi. Meisvei shemun lazar omer minayin lozakish leitriyat tamal lazar zakhvi yareisa lozakish shouldn't be matriyach vi amr shachos arvis bovad if the talmud only has to stand up twice anyway. Amay lo nitzach yuvahu. What do you mean he has to walk around? He's only standing up twice anyway. That's not such a tircha. Elav kula yomei. It must be that he has to stand up all day for him. The Gemara says lo olam shachos arvis bovad. Maybe he's only shachos and arvis. Vi lo hachi kama defshle lo nitzach. But still, he should try not to be matriyach even twice. Next, Amar Blazar. Call Tamar Chacham Sheino Mim Mipnei Rabba Nikra Rasha. If you don't stand up in front of your Rabbi, you're called a Rasha. Vein Amarach Yamim. You don't have a Richas Yamim V'Talmud Mishtakach, and you forget your learning. Shnei Amar V'Tov Lo Yiel a Rasha. Good will not come to a Rasha. V'Lo Yarech Yamim, and he won't have a Richas Yamim. And Kitzel Asheri Nenu. Right, Yarei Milafnei Elokim. Kitzel like a shadow because he doesn't fear Hashem. And Rashi quotes Tov means Torah, and it means if you don't stand a Rasha regarding Torah, it means you don't stand up for Talmud Chacham. Morazu eni yodei mahu. I don't know what Mora here means. Enenu Yarei. Shomer Yareisa Milokecha. Harei Morazu Kima. So I know from the words Yareisa. Zereshav Yareisa. Yareisa in the other pasuk has Mora in it about standing up, and therefore we know the Enenu Yarei in this pasuk means you don't stand up. The Ema Moras Ribis Moras Mishkolos. It says Yareisa Milokecha another pasuk also by taking Ribis. And by having honest weights and measures. It also says V'yareisa Melokecha. So maybe that's what the pasuk here in Kohelis refers to. That you don't fear, meaning you take ribis. So Gemara says, no, ribas are p'nei gamar. You're right. So he has the Zereshava of p'nei p'nei. Right, and not just moraos. Ibailu. Benovahu rabo ma'olabu b'nei aviv. What if the son is the father of the Rebbe? If the son is the father of the Rebbe, does the son have to stand up in front of the father? Right, mashma, that in general, the son has to stand up in front of the father. That's halacha Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Shulchan Aruch is that a son, right, reish mem siv zayin, chayiv lamod mipnei aviv. Chayiv lamod mipnei aviv. It's pretty clear. Might be a discussion today, if your father's mochel, and, you know, he says, don't do it, but at least l'chadchila, we're supposed to start standing up for our father. So what if in this case, what if the son is the Rebbe of the father? So tashma, damar le shmuel, l'rabbi Yehuda, shinna kumi kami avuch. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, stand up in front of your father. even though you're his Rebbe. So Shani Rebbe Cheskel, the Baal Maisim Avi. You know, maybe his father was different, because Rebbe Cheskel was a real Baal Maisim, it's Baal Chesed. Tefilah Mar Shmuel Namiko Mikameh, even Shmuel stood up in front of him. So Ela my Kamerle, so if he was a Rav anyway, so what was the Chiddush that he was saying? You have to stand up in front of your father. So Achi Kamerle, this is what he was saying. Zimnin Da'asi Me'achorei, sometimes, Shmuel says, sometimes he walks by me, behind me, Kum At Mikameh Voltechash Liyakot Didi. So Shmuel says, stand up in front of him, even though I'm there, and I'm your Rebbe, you got to stand up in front of him too. Don't think that that's a problem with me. Ibailu, what about the flip side? Benovu Rabu Malji Amud Aviv Bipanov. The earlier question was, does the son have to stand up for the father? But what about here? Does the father, who's the Talmud, have to stand up for the son, who's the Rebbe? So Tashma, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, ani eni kedai lamu ripnei bni. Rebbe Yeshua says, Yeshua ben Levi says, I'm not kedai to stand up in front of my son. And we think that means because I'm not his Talmud. Ela mishum kavod beis hanasi, but because he married into a chasha family, that's why I'm going to stand up. So taima dana rabbe. We think that's the reason he says he doesn't have to stand up for his son is because I'm his rebbe. It's not kedai. Ha you rabbi kaim nemikame. But if the son was the rebbe, he would have to stand up in front of him. So hachi kamar. No, ani ani kedai lamo bibnei banai vafilu hu rabbi. No, he's saying it's not kedai for me to stand up in front of my son, even if he's my rebbe. To ha ano avua, I'm the father. Ela mishum kavod beis nasi, but because of kavod beis hanasi, that's why I stand up. Amazing. The Rush says we don't know what to paskin in both these cases. The Rush says we're not tina lechumra. They both should stand up for each other. We don't know what to paskin with either of these cases. It's in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins. No, the father does not stand up for a son. The son stands up for a father. The Rambam does paskin. But the Rush says we don't know what to do. And therefore, the amazing Rush quoted by discussed. V'sveka d'raisa v'yantu z'bebreze. Amru alav al Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg. The Maharam Mirotenberg, they say about him, the Rush's Rebbe, Shemiyom Sha'alo Ligdula Lo Hikbil Pnei Aviv, Velo Ratza Sha'aviv Yavo Elav. Once the Maharam Mirotenberg became the Gadol Adar, he never saw his father again. Because he didn't want, A, to make his father have to stand for him, possibly, and he didn't want to not stand for his father. Because there's a Sfeika D'Oraisa here. You don't know what the halacha is. And therefore, it says, this quote, it says the Rush quoted by the Rami Ruhenberg, he never saw his father anymore. After Shlomo, the father can be Meichel. The Rebbe can be Mochel. The father, Rebbe can be Mochel. So, answer is no. Even if you're Mochel, you have to do a little chemo. Like just a little up. And he didn't even want to make his father do that. So that's better, says the Rami Ruhenberg, not to have seen his father again. Unbelievable. Right, so what did I say to the Raisa about Kibbutz Avim? I'm not sure. Right, that's also Sfeika D'Oraisa. Would your father want to have seen him? So, I'm not sure. Maybe just both go stand up and never sit down. So, okay. See, Ibailahu. Rachav Gamalach Lamiolo. What about if your Rebbe is riding by? Your Rebbe is riding by. Is that Kamahalach Dami? Is that like he's walking by and therefore you have to stand up in front of him? Or no, he's like he's sitting. And if he's sitting, you don't have to. So, Amar Abaya Tashma. Bring a raya from Tuma Yoshi Tachas Ilan. You have a tree, and you have a tummy. You have somebody who's a mitzora sitting under a tree. The tahar omed, and the tahar is standing under the same tree. So as we're going to learn, the one who's sitting is koveya what type of ohel that is. So if the tummy person is sitting there, then tummy. Then the tahar person who's standing becomes tummy. Tummy omed Tachas Ilan. If the tummy person is standing under a tree, vitar. And again, it's a wide branch tree, and therefore it creates an ohel. Vitar yoshiv, and the tahar one is sitting. Tahar. The tahar person does not become tummy because the tummy person is standing. Vim yeshiv atame atar tummy. But if then the tummy person sits down, then the tahar one becomes tummy. V'chein be'evan amenugas. The same thing with a stone. A stone that has saras. If a person is holding the stone, but he's standing up, so then as he stands, he's considered standing. Not until he sits down is it considered that the stone is sitting, and therefore it would be matami the area. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Cohen. Zos Omeres, Rachuv, just like there used to be there's a name named Levi nowadays, it was a name named Cohen. Nachman Bar Cohen. Zos Omeres, Rachuv Kamahalach, Tam Mishma Aminos. You see from there, Rachuv is Kamahalach. Why? Because even when you're holding the stone is resting, so it's like a person who's sitting on a donkey, and yet, it's not called sitting until you put the stone, or the person who's holding the stone sits down. Shma Aminos. Therefore, you learn it from there. Ibai Lahu. Oh, there's so much to say. Iboy lahu, a little bit more. Ma ulamo b'di sefer Torah. Do you have to stand up in front of a sefer Torah? V'chol giver simin v'rablazer ami kavah chomer. Sure, you have to stand up. V'b'di lo de'om, that if you have to stand up in front of the ones who learn Torah, v'panel kol shekein. So surely you have to stand up in front of the Torah itself. Right? The Rambam says only when the sefer Torah is moving. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says on Simchas Torah that during the hakafis you have to stand. But after the hakafis, between the hakafis, when the Torahs are just not moving, even if they're being held standing, you do not have to stand. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to, right? It goes for hours. need some breaks. The Aruch HaShulchan says you could sit down between Hakafis. Aruch HaShulchan and Yoredeya Reish Pei Beis. The Rishonim discussed how do you work this Gemara out with the Gemara in Makkos, where it says the Kama Rabbanan Tipshoi, right? They stand in front of Gavarab, don't stand in front of Gavarabba. So we're not going to get into that now. We don't have time. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zav, the Avi Yasvi v'Cholav for us. Chavi Yasvi, they were sitting. Cholav Azur Rabbi Shibar Abba v'Kamim Kamei. They stood up in front of him. Amaluhu Chadat Asun Chakima v'Ana Chaver. Why do you stand up? You're the Chachamim. I'm just a Chaver. I'm a lower guy. V'Yod Klum Torah Omedas V'Pidil Deha. You are Torah in the embodiment of Torah. You are the greatest rabbis, right? The living Tamid Chachamim are the Torah. Right, I just learned the Torah. So Savala Karbalazar, they had like Rabbalazar to Amar, Rabbalazar, Ain't Tabakha Marshall Lamu, but Rabba Bresha Shoshek Batorah. Right, he was upset at them because he says, if you're learning, you don't have to stand up. So don't stop. And lie to Leah Baya, by the way, did not like that approach. He didn't like that approach that just because you're learning, you know you don't have to stand up. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk about Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu and what people used to talk about him. Amazing. The Gemara mentions that this good thing about Moshe Rabbeinu people used to say, and this bad thing they used to say. So the Gemara doesn't say the bad thing, and Rashi says that the Medrash says the bad thing. The Gemara doesn't say, because the Gemara doesn't want to be Mefarsimit. So why does the Medrash want to be Mefarsimit? We'll have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.